Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atik Amadbhati, a fourth-generation homeopath with over 20 years of professional experience in this field of healing. In the Homeopathy Health Show, I'll be talking all things homeopathy and natural, with guest interviews, tips and advice, and answering some of your questions. Homeopathy is truly a unique, complementary system of healing suitable for all ages, young and old. I'd love to hear from you and welcome your questions on homeopathy and how it can or has helped you. Feel free to email me at health@liketreatslike.co.uk or visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk for more information. Whilst you're there, take a look at the Knowledge Academy and blog section, where you will find interesting information. Both sections are growing day by day, so always check back. So let's begin today's show on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio, real feel-good radio. Hi, I hope you're well and in good health. I hope and pray that may it continue to always be that way. So another exciting show lined up for you today with a number of things. We'll have some questions that I'll be answering. I do love answering the questions. It also helps me, actually, because it's interesting to know what type of sort of information you're sort of looking for, really. And it's one of the most sort of stimulating parts of the show as such. And we'll also have time for reflection later on in today's show. Now, over the last episode, I was looking at the meta repertory, which is something that I refer to in my practice when treating a patient. And I gave some examples of the repertory itself. In this case, the example I used was the meta repertory by the late Dr. Robin Murphy from the USA. And I gave some examples and we looked at the repertory as such. So today I actually wanted to go through an example of the Materia Medica. And again, I'll be referring to Robin Murphy's Nature's Materia Medica, which is the latest and fourth edition, which was published a short while before Dr. Murphy actually passed away. May God accept his services in the service to humanity and may he rest in peace. He was a truly an inspiring individual. Now, the Materia Medica that I'm referring to, as I've mentioned, is Nature's Materia Medica, and it comprises of 1,500 homeopathic and herbal remedies. Now, I'm going through the book. You can probably hear on the mic the pages as I turn them. And it is really a wonderful Materia Medica itself. Now, it says here, the word Materia Medica originates from the Latin word of matter, which means materials, and medica, which refers to their use in medicine. Therefore, a Materia Medica translates as the Book of Medicines. The first homeopathic Materia Medica was created by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, which he called the Materia Medica Pura, which translates as the Book of Pure Medicines. How apt indeed. And now it continues, homeopathic remedies were pure because their traditional medicinal actions were determined via provings, not from theories or speculations. These energy medicines were also purified of their earthly matter by the homeopathic method of potentizing substances via dilutions and then triturations, followed by succussions. Dr. Murphy writes, Nature's Materia Medica is a book of natural medicines because the homeopathic and herbal remedies have an effect on health and disease by enhancing the vital state of a person. Once the constitutional vitality is increased, the healing forces become activated and health can be restored and fortified. And this book, it says, contains over 1,500 of these natural medicines from the homeopathic and herbal Materia Medica. Now, for the keen homeopaths out there, I'm going to read the next bit, and I'm sure you're going to know who these authentic homeopaths were. It says, the writings of Allen and Schultz, Beuricke, Burnett, Clark, Cooper, Hale, Hahnemann, Herring, Julian, Paracelsus, Fatak, and Rademacher formed the major resources from which the remedy monographs were compiled, formatted, and updated. So these were eminent homeopaths. Of course, Dr. Hahnemann is mentioned here, as is Boericke, which we will cover in later episodes, of course. Julian is another one who is not often referred to, actually, but he had an amazing insight indeed. So when looking through the table of contents, the Materia Medica basically lists the remedies with their Latin name followed by their common name. So, for example, the most common one that you will certainly know of or certainly would have heard of is the remedy Arnica Montana. So here the Latin name is Arnica Montana, and then it's followed by, in brackets, Leopard's Bane, which is the common name for the remedy. So let's find Arnica, and I want to go through, because I think it's important to highlight the fact that homeopathy is not just here's a flower remedy and off you go. It's certainly not that. A great deal of meticulous, lengthy work goes into proving remedies. So I'll give you an example. This is going to be a lengthy example, but it will give you an idea of the effort and the work and the excuse me, and the meticulous nature that goes into proving remedies and, of course, highlighting their therapeutic properties and indications. So with Arnica Montana, which is Leopard's Bane, in a Materia Medica, generally it says there is a subheading called Pharmacy. And in there it says that Arnica Montana, for example, is made from the tincture of the whole fresh plant, or the tincture of the root. It also has the planets that it aligns with, and in this case Arnica aligns with Mars and Venus. And then it has something which says historical dose, and this is basically the potencies that can be used. So in the case of Arnica Montana, all potencies. And then we get to the interesting part, which is clinical and herbal. Within clinical, in bold and italics, it says the indicating symptoms that or diseases that can be treated with Arnica. I'm not going to read all of them out for you, but just to give you an idea. So here, Arnica Montana, for example, will be used for aching pains, a black eye, boils, bruises, falls, head injury, overlifting, overworking, so injuries caused by overlifting or overworking. So, for example, like a sprained muscle in the back. Shock, so an emotional link. Arnica is very, very good at removing trauma, which we'll go into later. Sprains, swellings, and again it mentions trauma specifically, and traumatic fever. And then within the Materia Medica, we get to the herbal part. I'm going to read all of this. It's not very long, but it is very beautiful. So it says, growing on the mountains, Arnica may be said to possess a native affinity to the effects of falls, as its German name, Falkraut, attests its value as a vulnerary, has been known from remote times. It may be said to be the traumatic par excellence. Usher noted that the local use of Arnica produced an extraordinary growth of hair on a limb. This suggested the use of an oil mixed with Arnica 1X in a case of baldness, which was followed with marked success. Now, something very, very important for you. If you do have hair loss, or you find that your hair roots need nourishing, the scalp needs nourishing, you found that all of a sudden, because of an episode perhaps of some lengthened stress, or God forbid, you know, any hair color that you've used or chemical which has possibly, you know, damaged your hair follicles or your scalp, Arnica is amazing. You can actually find it from my website, www.liketreatslike.co.uk, and the Arnica will be the Dr. Recoeg one, which is superb. And that can be massaged into the scalp 3 times a week, generally. So you'd apply it before you go to bed, making sure the oil goes deep into the scalp. So you just basically massage it in. Not too much oil, just a little oil. And then you'd wash it off in the morning. And this not only helps to nourish the scalp, but also strengthens the hair follicles. Anyway, that's the homeopathic tip, which I hope you'll find useful and productive. Now, continuing with the herbal part here, it says Clark once ran a piece of wire into the tip of one of his fingers, causing paralyzing pain. He applied Arnica 1X at once, and the pain was better instantly, seeming to be wiped out from the point of injury up the arm. So this is the amazing benefits of Arnica Montana. It really is one of the must-go remedies within homeopathy, and I do use it very, very frequently for anything from emotional trauma and shock to muscular aches and pains. Very useful for rheumatic pains, arthritic pains, very good for sciatica, very good for muscle sprains, aches, tiredness, fatigue. In fact, it's also very, very effective when it's combined with Bryonia alba. So Arnica plus Bryonia alba in 200 is really excellent after a very long day, which just tires you out after a long journey in the car, driving, for example, any heavy lifting, or just a stressful day, really. It's one dose usually brings good relief, quick relief. So, you know, you've got to try it to see how that works for you in your situation there. So after that subheading of herbal, we go into homeopathic, and there it mentions some indications for Arnica, and it breaks that down actually into the following parts. So Arnica, for example, related to the mind, abdomen, back, bladder, chest, cough, eyes, face, male and then female, food, head, and then you've got kidneys, limbs, skin, sleep, throat. So basically it covers not only the emotional side, but also the body parts. So an example here under the subheading mind is that Arnica is used after severe mental stress or shock, mental or emotional shocks, or never well since a trauma, fright or grief. History of severe physical trauma with chronic mental or emotional effects. Accident, trauma victims, nervous, oversensitive. So this is the type of things, for example, that Arnica can be used for when treating injuries and emotional shock and trauma. And generally, with Arnica Montana, it's the higher potencies, 200 plus, which go into the emotional realm as such to treat, and 30 up to 200 is generally very physical. It can be used emotionally, of course, it depends on the case, so there's no hard and fast rule here, but I personally found that a 6 or a 30 or a 6 or 12 and 30, be it a centesimal or decimal in an X potency, will work very well for physical ailments as such or causations, but when you get into sort of the mental emotional sphere, 200 plus needs to be looked at with some detail so that it can really actually make the right or have the right effect so that it works swiftly. 30 will also work, of course. So will a 12, so will a 200. But the idea of homeopathy is to get the patient better and to ignite the vital healing properties, the natural defensive mechanism, the vital force, in the shortest possible time, ideally, because you don't want to obviously be suffering for weeks and weeks. That would not be nice anyway. So two more examples then. So when we get into the bodily parts, so let's start with back as a good example. So Arnica is very good for backache from muscle strain and overuse, it says here in my Materia Medica. Back sore and aches, worse from overlifting. Bruises on the back from injuries or blows. Violent pain in the spine. Muscles of the neck weak. And then let's say somebody said that they had a head injury, for example, or they'd hit their head. So here under the subheading head, it says hematoma, head injury, headaches from an injury to the head. a hot head with a cold body. It's very good for stroke victims. A headache as if from a nail. And it also says baldness here as well, which is interesting, isn't it? And then the second example would be subheading limbs. And it says here, soreness of, after overexertion, sprained and dislocated feeling, great fear of being touched or approached, limbs ache as if beaten, bed feels too hard, joint muscle pain from injury, sore aching muscles with influenza, cramps in the fingers, writer's cramp, and so on and so forth. So that's an example of Arnica montana. There is so much to talk about. So if I was to just cover Arnica, that would take a full two episodes, actually, of the show. But that sort of gives you an idea. And there's 1,500 different homeopathic and herbal remedies to actually choose from. So you can see the knowledge that a professional homeopath would have. It's vast. There are so many different types of remedies. And they're applicable for so many different ailments and diseases and situations, including the emotional aspect, which should never be forgotten, because homeopathy over 200 years ago detailed the emotional, mental and emotional conditions that the remedies would treat. And certainly today, with the prevalence of mental health conditions and the myriad of emotional complaints that we all suffer from, because life is so fast, so stressful, so much pressure on individuals for so many different responsibilities and tasks, I found that homeopathy really is shining, because it is not only making a true, real difference to mental health and emotional complaints, but the results are seen by the patients very, very swiftly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now, I will be covering mental health and emotional upsets later in one of the episodes, or should I say several episodes, where I will be speaking to a psychologist and a psychiatrist on mental health issues and conditions, diseases. And then we'll also take a look at the homeopathic way of treatment for mental health conditions and emotional trauma and upsets. As I've said, I've had great success personally in my practice treating patients from a myriad of backgrounds who have suffered from such ailments. And, you know, they're all, by the grace of God, absolutely fine now. And they're getting on with their lives as they should be. So there is hope, and there is effective hope, and there is most certainly treatment available. Treatment doesn't always have to be down one route. There are so many, I'll give you an example. There are so many amazing shows on UK Health Radio, and there's so many experts that are sharing their viewpoints on your health, for your wellness, for your well-being. So it really depends on what it is that you want to go for as far, part of your health. You may be on conventional medicine and you want to complement the therapy, and you will find something that suits you. Alternatively, you may not want to use conventional medicine, which would be your own, of course, choice, and you want to go down the holistic route and look at all the modalities. So it really is a very personal affair indeed as far as health is concerned. But suffice to say that there is alternative treatment which is very, very, very effective. One just has to look at the history of medicine. So if we go back to the father of medicine, Hippocrates, who lived 400 BC, he clearly stated that one has to use a holistic approach. One has to look at the patient and look at their traits and their profile of who they are, what type of person they are. And we know that Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine has been around for so many years. And people are using that with great, great success. We know that the Egyptians had their own form of medicine. And you know, there is also a Yunani herbal medicines, which are common to South Asia, or certainly a few countries there. Then there are just herbs available in other parts of the country where the herbs are made by the families to treat wounds, to treat infections, and so forth. So God has created an incredible system on earth where natural healing properties are available within plants, within minerals, you know, shrubs, bushes, even the bark of a tree. And it really is up to the individual on what it is that they feel comfortable with going forward with to treat his or her condition. But it's good to keep an open mind and to never just say, oh, I've been told that by somebody or such and such professional that my treatment is untreatable or incurable. That's not the way for modern times. There is always something or someone that is available to help, and that's always going to be the case. Hi, this is Atik from the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm here to help and support you in your health and wellness journey, to answer your questions on everything homeopathy and much more. To get in touch, contact me via my email health@liketreatslike.co.uk or visit online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram by searching for Like Treats Like. Or just visit UK Health Radio online and you'll find my contact information under the Presenters tab. Homeopathy is a wonderful natural complementary system of healing, so let's work together for your health, wellness and vitality. Now I'm receiving a number of inquiries and questions on homeopathy through my socials, so thank you very much for you know, sending through a myriad of questions and of course asking for help. I will always do my best to help you in everything good as far as your health is concerned, your wellness and your well-being is concerned, and together we can go on this journey of healing with great, great success. So thank you again for all the questions that come in and the comments. If there's anything specific that you would like me to cover within the show with all things homeopathy, then please do get in touch. You can email me at health@liketreatslike.co.uk or just get in touch with me via the UK Health Radio website at www.ukhealthradio.com, and you can find my details under the Presenters tab. Now, I wanted to introduce you to the remedy walnut. And this remedy is actually very well known within the batch flower remedies, which were put together and developed by Dr. Edward Batch, who was a homeopath as well. I've used batch flower remedies very successfully. I continue to do so in my practice. But walnut is the remedy that I always refer to. We're talking on the theme of mental and emotional complaints and life and being overwhelmed. So I wanted to share this with you. I'm going to take an extract. Walnut, according to Dr. Batch, walnut is a remedy for those who have decided to take a great step forward in life, to break old conventions, to leave old limits and restrictions, and start on a new way. It is useful for situations in which major changes in life, emotional, spiritual, or even physical, such as moving to a new country, are taking place. Whatever the circumstances, the remedy eases transition, giving you the confidence to trust in yourself and in your own judgment of what is best for you. Now, as far as the data is concerned for walnut, well, the batch flower remedies, in this case, use walnut for harvesting. As far as harvesting is concerned, only the female flowers are collected and processed to make the walnut remedy. There is a botanical name for walnut, which is Juglans regia, and the habitat for walnut itself is the hedgerows and orchards. Walnut trees are massive. They rise to a height of about 30 meters when they're fully mature. Now, the indications for use, which are mentioned, as I've just spoken about, are very much to do with moving on, being able to have the confidence and willpower to move on in life. Walnut people are usually decisive, at least in theory. Not only do they possess definitive ideals and ambitions, they rationalize what they want by setting themselves specific goals that they are determined to achieve. By helping you to take a step back from factors like outside influences and past preconceptions, the walnut remedy will help you to approach changes positively. With its aid, you will be able to look forward rather than back. Now, I have found that if I'm treating a patient who has had some sort of emotional trauma in life, or something that's upset them that is preventing them from moving forward because they almost become stuck in a rut as such, meaning they're unable to move forward because of a variety of factors, and this can include a lack of confidence, mistrust in their own judgment, not wanting to do it just for that reason, just not wanting to do it. They're happy in the state they are. I found walnut in a homeopathic potency works absolutely incredibly, and it helps that person to move forward, or certainly pushes that person from a mental emotional sphere to be able to take the next steps after an episode of trauma or emotional upset. So that's my personal experience of using walnut, and I do use it quite frequently now for such cases with great success. The remedy is usually given, it can be given at the onset when symptoms and indications are very specific, but it can also be used with success after a period of treatment with other homeopathic remedies for mental and emotional complaints. And then it's like the icing on the cake is a few doses of walnut in a certain potency, and you know, off you go, and God bless you as such. So always remember this remedy. It's very, very effective. And, you know, thanks to Dr. Edward Batch, actually, because without that, we wouldn't have known much about walnut. And it's used, as I've said, in the batch flower remedies themselves with great success for this very reason. But I found personally, as a homeopath, when I use walnut in a homeopathic potency, it just seems to work so much better and so much deeper for indicated cases. But for other cases, generally, of course, I refer to the batch flower remedies, which are very, very good emotional remedies to use. Indeed, I have a full set myself, and I do often refer to them, or find that I have to refer to them for certain cases. So it's having the right tools, isn't it? Having the right tools in your toolbox. So there's never a situation where you're stumped, where you know you feel, oh, how am I going to do this? If you have the right tools, and in this case the tools are different remedies for different conditions and ailments from different specialists, then you can't go wrong at all, you know. And now it's time for reflection with poems of healing. This one is called Children by the Sea. Sunrise on the beach, a child, an umbrella, facing the broad and calm sea. Mom and Dad are by my side. Not long after, the sun rises overhead. The wind is blowing, the umbrella is flying, and the sea is moving. The child gets a tan. Afternoon, the sun shines on the spray. Look at the return of the fishing boat, bustling and lively. The sand on my hand is a little hot. Mom and Dad are asleep. The horizon in the distance is getting red. The sea kisses my feet. It's cold and cool, but it has the body temperature of a child. Mom and Dad are gone. I'm home. We'll take my kids tomorrow. Come to the seaside and watch the sunrise together. The sea breeze blows my face. The sound of the waves is still the same. This poem was written by He Jun, published in Sauti, Poems of Healing, by the United Nations. And that was this week's Time for Reflection segment. Poetry is something so unique, isn't it? Something so beautiful. It's such an expressive art, and words certainly carry so many deep, deep meanings. It's just wonderful. Now, time to answer some of your questions. And thank you very much, as I've mentioned earlier as well. Grateful to you for the many questions that you have sent in. This question is to do with tonsils, actually. The question is that my child keeps suffering from tonsils, and is there any homeopathic remedy available to help treat this? They have used antibiotics in the past, but the tonsils keep coming back. Now, in homeopathy, I have found four remedies which work like magic as far as tonsillitis is concerned and swollen glands. There are four in a combination. It's not just one remedy, and they will treat the tonsils with great effect. The remedies are baryta carb, belladonna, calimur, and mercurius, also known as merc sol. Now, baryta carb on its own, I'll give you the indications, is very applicable for children who always have swollen tonsils. Now, this doesn't mean always, as in they never go away. It means, it also includes here, tonsils that perhaps were healed and they returned to normal, the size of the tonsils themselves, and the infection was gone. And then you find after a short time, they come back. So this is what it means here. Baryta carb can also be applicable for when a child takes cold very easily, meaning as soon as the weather changes, you know, they suffer a common cold. And it's also very useful for those who suffer with swollen glands per se. The next remedy in this combination is the remedy called belladonna. And the indications here are in belladonna for enlarged tonsils, where the throat can feel constricted, so essentially difficulty in swallowing and pain there, and an angry look to the tonsils. Now, tonsils are obviously not going to have a face drawn on them, but an angry look, one means basically they're swollen or throbbing red as such, and they're very unsightly to look at. The third remedy is calimur. This is actually, calimur is part of the inorganic salts by Dr. Wilhelm Suchler, which are used biochemically. But in homeopathic form, calimur for tonsils is a great tissue salt in itself. So very, very effective for enlarged tonsils, which can also sometimes lead to slight discomfort or mild to moderate discomfort in breathing because of the enlarged tonsils themselves. And the last remedy is mercurius, which is merc sol. And this is very effective for swollen glands, typical tonsil type, very good for that, and great remedy for general ulcers as well. Now, I mentioned typical tonsil type. What I mean by that very much is that a child who, like Breitenkarb, always has swollen tonsils as such. So it's a typical tonsil type remedy. Now these, when they're combined, Breitenkarb, Belladonna, Calimure and Mercurius, if they're combined in 6x, these can be taken 3 times a day with great relief. Personally, for patients who have a child with acute tonsillitis, I always recommend that the remedies, combination here of these four remedies, be given every 2 hours. And this can continue for about 3 days. And generally, upon return to wellness, they can be continued for another day or two as 3 times a day. So these are the four remedies. Now, the all-important question, what potency? Well, the potency that personally I have found works is the potency of 6x. And when these four remedies are combined in 6x, they work very, very well indeed. But, of course, 30C can also be used. But I would advise, with a physical condition, a very physical potency is required. So 6x is pretty ideal, actually. It has never let me down so far. So I can only recommend a 6x here in this case. As with all things, if tonsils and the pain is excruciating, or you fear that the tonsils, you know, are not coming under control at all, always seek professional medical advice. So I hope that answers the question. If you want to get in touch, of course, you know my contact details, so I can help you further. Just get in touch and I will guide you accordingly. Another question is asking if there's any quick remedy for just acidity, just feeling just not right after a heavy meal. Now, actually, I answered a similar question received a few episodes ago to do with indigestion. So I would suggest the same combination that I suggested at that time, which seems to work wonderfully well. There's three remedies in the combination: China, Carbo-Veg and Lycopodium. And these combined in a 30C are very, very good for acidity. Of course, be careful of your diet and be wary that you're drinking plenty of fluids. That's very, very important. But if it's just an acute bout of hyperacidity, then China, Carbo-Veg and Lycopodium taken together in a 30C 3 times a day, or if it's a hyperacidity after a meal that you're experiencing and discomfort, then you can actually take it every 30 minutes in this case for a few doses, maybe 3 or 4 doses. And hopefully, God willing, that should relieve you of any discomfort there. Another question received is on homeopathy itself. And the question is that, are there any new provings of homeopathic remedies available? Yes, the answer is yes, there is a lot of new provings. There are a lot of new provings, rather, with homeopathic remedies, and there are a number of books which are available. In fact, very soon I'm going to be interviewing a good friend of mine as well, who runs a very successful homeopathic book store in the UK, and he ships around the world, actually. And he has the latest titles. So we will be actually discussing the new provings and which books they're available in and what these provings are applicable for as far as modern times are concerned. Certainly, new provings always have new symptoms. So I hope to answer that in great detail with my talk with Stuart McGowan in a future episode. Not so future, it won't be too long. But just stay up to date with UK Health Radio under the Presenters tab, and you'll see the things that I'll be covering in, or the segments rather, that I'll be covering in the upcoming shows. But if you can just give me a bit of time, because I think it'll be wonderful to actually go through this in detail. I myself, personally, am always very interested in new remedies and provings, because they always come forward at the right time, and where the need is obviously required for the new diseases, perhaps, or the new ailments that we find ourselves suffering from in a connected world. So thank you for the questions, and I hope that I will continue to answer some more in next week's show. So please do get in touch, and if you have any questions on homeopathy, please let me know, and I will do my best to answer those questions in the show itself. Now, in last week's show, I was speaking to Dr. Tawseef Khan from Canada, who has co-authored a study on the benefits of honey against cardiometabolic risks. So I wanted to just finish off with the second part of the interview, where Dr. Khan is actually speaking about honey and its purity against adulterated honey, which seems to be becoming quite prevalent nowadays and can become a problem as far as sourcing of pure honey and distinguishing between what is pure and what is not.
Nature, anything that in nature that we study, oh, we haven't found all these secrets. Even honey, we don't know all these secrets. We recently found out that honey has all these rare sugars and we need to study them. They have their own effects. So, and the more we study, the more we'll find out. Honey itself is self-reveal, in a sense, it's revealing its beneficial properties day by day. If you go to the Codex Standard, which is the standard used by European by WHO and the European governments, and also if look at FDA, honey has a specific definition. Honey is a natural, for example, it usually says that honey is a natural sweet substance produced by honeybees from nectar of plants or flowers, and then the honeybees take them, deposit, dehydrate, store, and then in honeycombs. So that's the definition. So this whole process, honey is made by bees from nectar by a process, and there's a lot of processing going on by the bees. Even thought of all the, we don't even know how many rare sugars are in honey. We don't even know all the polyphenols or flavonoids or all the organic acids or amino acids. Mm. We don't even know all the compounds in honey. And every flower has different compounds. Bees and healing properties come from the bees. The bees add their own enzymes and their own compounds to the honey. So you can say like half of it comes from flower plant and half of it comes from the bees.
Dr. Tawseef Khan, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much. I look forward to your future studies, and I look forward to you coming back on the show next year, sharing some of your studies and your findings with us. So,
yeah, thank you. It was a pleasure talking, and I think you asked some very important questions, and it's an important topic, and people will be interested. So thanks for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Dr. Tawseef Khan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, and I look forward to your future studies, and I look forward to you coming back on the show, sharing some of your studies and your findings with us. So, and God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. It was a pleasure talking, and I think you asked some very important questions, and it's an important topic, and people will be interested. So thanks for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
And that was the second part of my talk and interview with Dr. Tawseef Khan from the University of Toronto in Canada. Very, very interesting indeed. We've been on a wonderful journey, I must admit. We've covered propolis, honey, the healing benefits of propolis as far as immune support is concerned, the development of propolis into an immune support medicine, the health benefits of pure honey on cardiometabolic risks, and of course, general health and well-being. And I've got something very interesting lined up for this theme of honey and propolis. A good friend of mine will join me actually next week, Deborah Campbell, who is a beekeeper, and she has many, many years of experience. And she's actually going to be talking to me about what it takes to be a beekeeper. So what's actually involved? Now, I personally buy my honey from Deborah every year, so it's always a nice fresh batch, and it's essentially honey from the comb straight to the jar. And I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to talk to Deborah and to find out what it really takes as far as the natural process of keeping bees, ensuring that they pollinate successfully, the health of the bees, and then the health of the bees within the hive itself, and then what it takes practically to have pure honey jarred, bottled, and capped, ready for distribution. So it's going to be a wonderful, I'm so looking forward to it, actually. It's really going to be fascinating.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now, as I mentioned before, one of the chief remedies within homeopathy, one which is used often, is the remedy called Apis mellifica, which is the honeybee. And I just want to leave you with the clinical indications of Apis mellifica from my Materia Medica, and this is the Dr. Robin Murphy Materia Medica. So, Apis mellifica can be useful for homeopaths in the treatment of abscesses, most certainly allergic shock and allergic reactions, swelling of the ankles, asthma, bee stings, which is a key indication, of course, alongside allergic shock and allergies, bladder disorders, cystitis, which is urine infections, dissection, wounds, edema, which is swelling, eye disorders, gout, swelling of the hands, hives or nettle rash, housemaid's knee, itching, joints, as in joints meaning here edema, or swelling of the joints, kidney diseases, meningitis, nephritis, which is a kidney infection, nettle rash, so this falls under the allergic reactions, nettle rash, cysts on the ovaries, premenstrual syndrome, rashes, stinging pains, rheumatic pains, strokes, suppressed eruptions, swellings, sore throat, edema of the tongue, urticaria, which is, of course, nettle rash, another word for nettle rash, and also varicose veins. Now, this is just a few, by the way. I've just chosen a few just to give you an indication. So this is the great sphere of this remedy, Apis mellifica. It really is one of the best remedies, certainly, that I use. And I do use it with success for a number of these conditions, these clinical conditions, which I have just read out. But I would like to go through the mind symptoms, because these are just as important. As I have mentioned already, generally, when you go up a potency, so when you go into homeopathic potencies and you go up from a 200 to a 1M and higher, this is where the action of any homeopathic remedy includes very much. And again, this depends on the homeopath, but generally, this includes the emotional profile of the patient, so that the right remedy is given at the right potency. It's not a hard and fast rule, but certainly it's something that I understand and that I use with success. So within mind, Apis mellifica is very, very useful for great anxious, restlessness and fidgety, fidgeting, constant whining in children, restlessness and constantly busy. It's very good for ailments from hearing bad news. It's very specific, isn't it? This is the marvel of the Materia Medica, how meticulously things have been noted down. Absent-minded with an impaired memory, cannot concentrate mind on attempting to read and write, can be awkward, drops things readily, couldn't bring his thoughts to bear on anything, irritable, excitable and sensitive. Again, fidgeting has come up three times now. Hard to please is a very interesting one here, isn't it? Jealousy is in here. Foolishly suspicious is also in here. And then we have muttering delirium and sudden shrill or piercing screams. And of course, there's many others, but this is where the actual skill of the homeopaths come in, because you can imagine that with 1,500 different remedies, or let's just say for argument's sake, 1,000 remedies, to remember everything is of course near impossible. But it is the beauty of this, and the blessing of this Materia Medica, or the Materia Medicas that are available, that have meticulously noted down, the pharmacy, the clinical, the homeopathic indications for these certain remedies, and without them we would truly be lost. So that brings me to the end of this week's show. I do look forward to hearing from you. Please do send your feedback. It's wonderful to receive your questions, so please continue sending them through and stay safe, and I will speak to you very, very soon. I do hope you've enjoyed the Homeopathy Health Show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Tune in next time for more things homeopathy, interviews and segments on the healing possibilities that homeopathy can bring you. And don't forget to visit UK Health Radio online at www.ukhealthradio.com to see the many other amazing shows available to listen live and on demand. Or why not download the app from the iOS and Android stores. Until next time, stay safe and take care.